the culture war and its surprising culprit?
Answers with Ken Ham, president and co-founder of the Apologetics Ministry of Answers in Genesis. Ken, we all recognize there's a culture war going on in America, but who or what is the culprit?
Well, Mark, it's evolution. Now, I'm not saying that the teaching of evolution in millions of years is the actual cause of the culture war, because the ultimate cause, of course, is sin, which causes man to be in rebellion against his creator. But think about this carefully. The more that generations of young people are taken through an education system and indoctrinated to believe that Darwin's ideas about evolution are true, the more these young people believe that the Bible's account of origins can't be true. Now, if the Bible can't really be trusted, if it doesn't really mean what it clearly states in Genesis, then it's fallible, not infallible, as it claims for itself. And the more people don't believe the Bible is the absolute authority, then the more they'll build a worldview based on human reason. And as a result, morality would be relative. It would just be a matter of your opinions if you can get away with it. You see, that's the connection between evolution and the culture war.
Ken would like you to read his free booklet on how the culture war of today relates to the Bible's account of origins. For the surprising connection, go to our website, answersradio.com. To find out more, read Ken Ham's free booklet on our website, answersradio.com.